Parshas Vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Techeichot to Klal Yisrael. We'll see in a second. The Merbes, Mshona Noichi, Loyuch Halotzes Velovoi. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Techeichot. And then he writes it down. We'll see in a second. Vayetzav Moshe Oysom Leimoy. Miket Sheva Shonim, every 7 years, Memoyet Shnas HaShmita. The Ainu is the first year, it's Motzei Shvis. Chazal say if Shvis, Lamazong of Tovshin Ein Beis was Shvis. So this year, and the Motzei Shvis, Vechag HaSukkos, בבוי כל ישראל לרועס פני השם במוקים אשר יבחר תקרו את התורה הזויס נגד כל ישראל באוזני. This was Parshas Hakel. Once in 7 years, everyone got together and Moshe gave this Musar, this Chizuk. And this is Parshas Vayelech. We have to know what is packed in the Chizuk of Parshas Vayelech. But it's very interesting, this Chizuk that the Torah gives, Moshe says, when Hashem said to say it, when three things will come together. Motzei Shnas HaShmita, Bechag HaSukkos, Bevoi Kol Yisroel Eirois Pnei Hashem. What is this so special on this date? Bemotzei Shvis, Chag HaSukkos, when everyone comes to the Beis HaMikdash, then we do the Parshas Hakel. So I saw Bodam, Gewalt, Gewalt. What is so special in these three zach? All of these three things, Be'etzem, show us bitochum. Motzei Shnas HaShmita, we spoke it out a couple times. Keseder HaParshias. Kiseimru Ma'noichal. Hello Nizra velo Nesrif is Tfuoseinu Vetzivisi es Birchosi. We saw a person that is not worried. We said for Norachaim HaKodesh Chiseim Rumanoichal. If you say what I will eat, Vetzivisi es Birchosi. If you will not say Manoichal, then you will not have to have Vetzivisi es Birchosi. Why? Because B'motzi in Shvis, a person doesn't plant his field. He doesn't do nothing. He leaves the field like it is. He leaves the field like it is. So what happens in Shvis? In our days, you know, you go to the grocery, you go to the supermarket, you import food. In that days, there's no import food. So Be'etzem, if people don't plant the trees for a whole year, Motzei Shvis will be nothing to eat. You're taking a whole country and you trust it will be alright. Chazal say that if a person will not even ask Manoichal, or be Oichal Kimo Mizborich B'meyim, two loaves of bread will be enough for the whole year. Chisayim Manoichal, people are getting nervous. Hashem, Tzadikim, Abba Manoichal. You're nervous, but Tzivisi is Bechosi. So it'll be so much in the field in the year before that you'll have enough. And we explain, the person that is not worried, he doesn't have to work hard. 6 years he works, seventh year, it's about garnished. The guy that is nervous, so Hashem gives him packages. So the whole 6 year he's putting packages in houses and warehouses and all matzav, yeah? And then Shvis comes, he starts to unpack it and move from this place to that place, from this to that. But the person that was not worried even didn't have to work so hard. The person that was worried had to work. But Mikol Mokim, everyone is sitting Motzei Shvis, and they see we pass Shvis, it managed. Every year we work 24 hours, 6 days a week, for a whole year. This year, no one worked, and everyone has what to eat. Amazing! People see the bitochen and b'ir ha'olam. This is Shvis. Every 7 years, people had this musa. was a miracle. I remember, I was not around then, but they had in Eretz Yisrael the Alter Rav of Komemius. The whole Eretz Yisrael was the only frum place was Komemius, Yisraelis and Komemius. All the other fields were worked by not Shema Shabbos people, not Shema Shmis. It was Makas Arbe that came to Eretz Yisrael. That there was no import, there was nothing coming. And it ate all over, and it only came the places that kept Shvi's was the only place that even one Arbe didn't come down. And everyone was speaking about it then in Eretz Yisrael. This is Motzi Shvi's. Aliyah LaRegel is also a time of Bitochum. The Rashbam says, "Pnei Odin Hashem ve'oret shelo yishelo yach medishes artzecho ba'alo yischo leiroes." Everyone left their houses, left the country, and they went up to Yerushalayim. Chazal, everyone knows the famous story that they were going, they wanted to move in. Hashem sent Malachim that look. You have to understand again, it's not like today you have cameras, you have a system, you could send planes. The whole country went up to Yerushalayim, the goyim could just walk in. The Kotzke, the Shem Yishmur brings down from the Kotzke Rebbe, that he said, the Gemara says, "Mi she'en lo ikar kapotu me'aliyah l'regel," Gemara in Psochim, Daf Ches Amud Beis. Why? The whole purpose of Aliyah l'regel was to go up to Beis HaMikdash and to have the bitochen. If you don't have a karka, big deal, you're going up to a party to Yerushalayim. The Chochmah was to leave everything and 7 days dancing in Yerushalayim. We'll see you dancing. Well, you're not sure if you come back if something is left in your closet. It was a special Aftocha lo yachmedish is Artzecho. But you had to have that bitochen. It was a Meshuniki bitochen. Mishael le karka bottom ali el regel. There's no point. Chag HaSukkos is the Chefze bitochen. Ki basukos is Yishavti as Bnei Yisrael. Leman Yedu Deraseichem. That we will know forever that we went out of Mitzrayim. We had Sukkos. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we had Sukkos. Was the Midbar Anone HaKovet. Hashem took care of us for 40 years. So you don't have to worry where I will live, how I will have a house, what will be. But Sukkos is Shabti as Bnei Yisrael. This is Be'etzem Chag HaSukkos. So if we put these three things together, Motzei Shvi's, when Klal Yisrael Oile LaRegel in Chag HaSukkos, a person is surrounded three times with Shpitz Bitoch. Three times with Shpitz Bitoch. His Motzei Shvi's, he sees Emunah Bechush. His Oile LaRegel, everyone is busy mechazik the Emunah Bechush. Leyach Medishas Artzecho. Chag HaSukkos, ki basukos yishavti as Bnei Yisrael. The Torah says, you take that Shpitz moment of Chizuk of Bitochen. That Shpitz moment of Chizuk of Bitochen. And you say to yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu calls everyone and tells them, Velamdo es Bnei Yisrael. Then is the right time to sit and learn Torah. Chayva Salvovis in Shara Bitochen says that the Aleph Beis of Bitochen is that through Bitochen a person can sit and learn. A person that doesn't have Bitochen cannot sit and learn. There's a famous quote. Chatzke Levinstein said, "What is the difference me mit Reb Chaim Briska?" So everyone looked. So Reb Chatzke Levinstein said, "Not that Reb Chaim was smarter for me. Not that he was a genius more for me." Reb Chatzke said, "Reb Chaim learned with 100% of his koichas. We learn with 20%. The other 80, we worry what will be. With our friends, with our dearest, with our chavrusas, with our covet, with our money, with our tithes, we're all busy. How to take care of them. We only gave 20% focus to the Torah HaKadosha. Even what we think. Now I'm going to say the measures on what you dream by night. Or what you dream when you're awake. Yeah. That's the way I test myself. If my dreams are in the sugis, I know I'm in the right place. Chas v'shalom falls a dream on something else, I know I'm not doing good. Things are bad. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says, the way to mechazek in learning, the way to a person is mischazek, to matzliach in learning, is duch de bitoch. When a person builds himself bitochen, builds himself bitochen, everything is from Bore Olam. Hashem could take care of everything. He doesn't need help. When I saw him in tshuva, it's the time to be mechazek in it. It's not easy. Even the people that went up to Shemitah during the year, they worked 6 years day and night. They went la'aliyah la'regel 3 times a year. So then, you know, God's class or mechazek together, but daily they were busy living and trying to fight and give a parnasa. We know Chag HaSukkos, Ki b'sukkos yishavti, but the Torah says about once in 7 years, when all of his musa comes to the same point together, then we have to give a person the musa to tell him, sit and learn. So Moshe Rabbeinu uses that time. When the lev is rochov, the lev is patuach, to be tochen in Bore Olam, when the lev is patuach to be tochen in Bore Olam, then is the time taka to a person to mechazek and learning, to mekabel ol teire. So if a person wants taka to mekabel ol teire, this is the way to do it. This is the mamish, the way to hold on. To hold on to Torah, to mechazik you bitochen. Avad is a higher madrege, avas Torah. Like when a person, even if he's very worried, but if he goes into a very good book, he forgets about himself. This is another madrege, when a person gets to avas Torah. So even with all of his sorrows, he just opens the Gemara and he forgets all about everything. So it's another madrege. But the madrege apshuta for a person is to mechazik and bitochen. Stipler would say, Alamal, person has bitochen that everything will be okay. Other name. Oh, but when he sits and learns, Hashem for sure will take care of him. Hashem for sure will take care of him. This week I thought to myself, Bochum, that I saw bitochen of someone sitting and learning bechush. This is a guy. Older guy in my shir, maybe the oldest guy in my shir, sits in the Bismedah shir, white beard, I'm sure everyone knows who he is. He's here already 11 and a half years. 11 and a half years. He helped the yeshiva a lot. But he left everything in America. He took care of a lot of big things in America, a lot of meisnes, misader. He said, I had to come to the mir to sit and learn. 11 years he's sitting and learning where he lives. So now enough, we found 2 little basements, put them together, made a little apartment out of it. He was living there. It was connected. His son-in-law lived there in a big apartment. 2 months ago, he comes over to me. But all my plans, I think he has a plan for 21 years to finish Shas with the whole Zach, with the Muslim Tzvi. He had a whole plan how to do it. And all his plans, everything is all planned and famous. V'chulei, v'chulei, yeah? Oh man, I'm dropping everything, I'm going back to America. I said, no, I'm still, man. I don't want to mention his name, but Mamashana, yeah? I said, I don't understand you. 11 years you're here. You're dropping everything and going back to the States. I'm sure. He said, listen, I was kicked out of my little 2 rooms where I am. All of my kids live here in the area. I don't have where to live. I went to every agency. There's nothing around here. To live in a different street, I could live in the States. I don't have my Eniglach. I don't have nothing. I'm ruining my whole day. So my wife, what she has, to be with Eniglach. He tried to move into a basement of one room. Nothing worked out. My wife is crying. With all the Mrs. Nefesh, 11 years, she came up with me, that leaving everything in the world. I'm learning day and night. I'm not home. I'm nothing. He wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning. He starts to say that I am to learn. There's no point. I can't. I'm going back. I said, so much Mrs. Nefesh, give Hashem another week to help. We gave Hashem a week. Comes to me at the end of the week. Maybe meet me with my wife. Maybe give us chizik. I'm telling you, I can't. I said, give me another week. Remember, Daddy asked me 2 days if he could take off yeshiva. He has to go out with his wife, Pashat. We kenished. That's his chavrusa sitting here, even. You could ask his chavrusa. That he said, I have to take away a couple days. He couldn't. Remember, Akiva, he had to take off a couple days, and then in the summer, he couldn't. What? He said, I can't. The matzav is too shvel. But I thought of a guy that decided to learn for 11 years in a basement. Mesilus nefesh. Hashem doesn't leave. Because it's hard. You have to push. A couple days later, as a yid, I built himself a very nice apartment in Anof. I said, the nicest apartment in Anof that exists. The nicest one, but every little detail from every kind of tree, everything is there. The guy, for a reason that will be, decided to move out. Not only that, he found the Gemara that said that a person is not allowed to sell his first apartment. So he can't sell it. But he had for 5 years, 10 years, workers, that every little pitch of care that it could be, it's Pamish Masuda. So he met this guy that's sitting and learning. So he wanted, you could rent it for the same price that you rented the 2 basements. I'll rent it you for, I heard you plan 23 years, I'll rent it for you for 23 years. I think that guy will be 100 when he'll get to 23 years. I rented it for you for 23 years, I can't sell it. You're the right person to live it. So he moved in, now he lives in a palace. Palace. So I told him, so 2 months ago, you thought, what is the worstest day in your life? That you were kicked out of your apartment, and now you have nothing to do anymore, you don't have where to live. He was living in his suitcases and favors of people. I offered him also a room in my house for a couple days. Yeah? Mamash gonished. But the Ribbono Shel Olam saw him Mesilus Nefesh LaTorah for 11 years, he decided to move you into a palace. That everything is done. Everything is done. He gets up in the morning, Mafush Tumas and Maisis, takes off the trees, everything. Mamish, you never saw Azazach. Every door, the door opened, magnets come down, catch the door, take it away. It's Uduk Mishun de Kazakh. In fact, I know, when they were building the apartment, that guy was asking the Ilchei Shabbos if you're allowed to have such doors, but the magnets pulled them all different places. Yeah. Everything was missing. Not only the pshat that Hashem was marviach for him. Hashem took someone to build an apartment 10 years. Every screw is inside. That this guy that is sitting and learning 11 years could just walk in and everything is done. Not the pshat, he gave him the chetimtze to buy an apartment and to be busy. But what? Hashem gave him the last nisoyin from the Mesilus Nefesh of Torah. He was made for Nefesh 11 years. But to be zeichet to a palace, to be zeichet for a palace, you need a little bit more Mesilus Nefesh. So Hashem pulled the string a little bit more. If the guy would give up and say, I can't, he would be in the States now, back fundraising for the ganze Welt. And Akul, everything what was here was history. He was Moisel Nefesh. Hashem took care of him. Not every time we see it right away. So I don't know, if I will see his diary, I will say, the worst day in my life, kicked out my 2 rooms, I can't even stay there, I don't know where to stay, I'm in suitcases, I'm leaving everything that I built in the last 11 years, I'm back in the way to the States, my worst day. That day is best, and Hashem took him and put him into a palace. Just took 2 weeks to see it. We have to mechazik. We have to mechazik. The bitochen. I just pushed. I saw it in my eyes happening. I got a chizik from it. I'm saying it in public because this guy 2-3 days ago made a siyur on Masech Tikitin for the Olam and Shir, and he invited all of his shir to his house. So there's a big amount of people that are aiding that saw that the house that I'm saying is a real that kind of house. Not like, you know, like everyone doesn't believe never my stories, yeah? So, I say, Chach here, it's a story with the names, you could ask. You could ask. It's a Vodukum Menusa, it's not, I'm making up a Maisa Shalahoyo. The person is here tomorrow, Sunday morning, you go with them, you can ask him word by word. He's a 70-year-old guy, can't make up stories. No, it's a real Maisa, it's a Maisa Pekepshutoy. Mamish, I said I was mekatzer on the minus of the house. We play kvoida for the person that built the house, so I was mekatzer. Now, only saw the part that it went into. They didn't even see the part that it didn't go into. Emunah in Boreh Olam, Hashem could do everything. He could take care of you, mesuder everything. This is the loim de Teira. Moshe Rabbeinu, when you give the musaf for Teira, you have to say, Teira would be Tochen. Teira would be Tochen. If you don't do Teira would be Tochen, you will never manage to get to the edge. Because the Yitzhak Horeb, sometimes he tells you don't learn. But then, Baruch Hashem, the guys that are sitting here, I'm laughing the guys that don't come Friday, the guys that the Yitzhak Horeb tells them not to learn. To them we don't talk. But the guys that are here, the Yitzhak Horeb doesn't tell them not to learn. But he gives them worries. Vos will zayn. Vos will zayn. Vos will zayn. So Bemele, he lets you to learn 20%. I'm not learning the sugya yet. The good guy thinks, what will be, how I'll get married. The shvachi guy thinks, my friends are going away for Shabbos. Maybe I'm missing out. They're cooking in the room. Maybe I'm missing out. Every guy has his what he's worried. I don't have friends. If I don't call 100 people, keep up with them, I will lose them, yeah? Anyway, you lose them in the end. So that Narishkeit, all these hours that you speak. I'm telling you, all my friends that I spoke as Baruch, nothing is left. The one I spoke in learning, I'm friendly today. All the friends, when you get older, it's mamish a shot of the time to speak to them. And every minute that I spoke to my friends, I have charata, because nothing is left from it. When I meet them, I say hello anyways, and the ones that I don't meet them, I don't say hello anyways. So why, I think I said, why I spent 3 hours of my life speaking to them when I was 18? There's nothing left from it. So why I spoke to them for 3 hours? Mamish Beltashchas. It's a guy that I spoke for 20 hours. Altogether, I mean, that's one. I remember I went to Rabbi Chalyuda Lefkovich. I had a friend that was a good friend. We spoke every day for 10 minutes. And I went to ask him if it's Bittul Teira or not. I told him, 10 minutes you speak to your friend? You normal? That's what Rabbi Chalyuda told me. You normal? I'm asking you to speak to this friend for a year. Every day you speak to him for 10 minutes? Chaver Mashchis. He's a Mashchis. A guy that burns 10 minutes of your day every day. I remember it was a little Tishlo. He was yelling in Bismarish and Panovich and Mechayuda Lefkovich. 10 minutes a day you spend with a guy? This is a friend? It's a Malacham Mavis for you. It's not a good friend. You speak to him every day 10 minutes. Every day? Every day you speak to him. I said, he's my best friend. I said, exactly. So stop to be his friend. Speaking to him and learning is one thing. Stop to schmooze 10 minutes to a guy a day? From where you have the time? Posek is mamshich. First we'll go to a vot on Rav Shach and then we'll go back. It's the nicest vot on Rav Shach. It's in the Akdomet Aviezri. This vot on Rav Shach printed in Akdomet Aviezri. This is one of the beautiful vots on Rav Shach. So the Seder HaParsha, I really want to go first the Seder HaParsha, but the Seder HaParsha is Vayelich Moishe Medabes Advorim Ha'ile Ben Meo Be'esim Shona Anoichi. ויקרא משה ליהושע בן נון, חזק ואמץ, הקל. ויאמר משה, הנני שכב עם אבויסך, ויאמר השם אל משה, הנך שכב עם אבויסך, וקום מהעם הזה וזונו אחרי אלוהי עיניך. ועזבני והיפר אז בריסי אשר כרתתי ישראל. פרק למדה לפוסק י' ז' וכור רואה פי בוי ביוי מהו ועזבתים והסתרתי פונה מהם והוי הולך אויל ומצאו rois, rabois, vetzorois, will be bad things and tzorois. Ve'omar bayoyim ahu, al kein eloika bekirbi metzouni arois ha'ele. Frekt Rav Shach. Ve'hoyo bayoyim ahu, ve'istarti ponemem, ve'azavtim, ve'hoyu le'echoil, u'metzou, rois, rabois, vetzorois. Ve'omar bayoyim ahu, Alkin and Loika Bekirbi Mitsuni Aroes Aile. What happened to the Tzoros? Vaoya Bayemahu Mitsu Rois Rabois Vitzoros. Vaoma Alki Ain and Loika Bekirbi Mitsuni Aroes Aile. What happened to the Tzoros? Chlorikash? Zokta Rav Shach. In the beginning, they will have Rois Rabois Vitzoros. You know what is Rois Rabois Vitzoros? Rois is pain, terrible pain, and tzoros, you know, it was a tzoros. Ve'omar bayoyim ahu, al ken ken eloika bekirbi metzouni ha'rois ha'ele. Vos mi de tzoros. Zokta Rav Shach. Kol zman, the person doesn't know why it's happening to him. It's rois ve'tzoros. When he knows that it's coming from Hashem, the tzoros is already not there. It's only rois. I'll give you an example. A person is walking in the street. Two big guys jump on him with a knife. They put him down. They tear all of his clothes. They cut his stomach. They put their hands inside. They take a part of his kishke, cut it with scissors. The guy is screaming, shy. He's passing such a trauma. Like a woman ki is super, yeah? There's another guy, he has a growth in his kishke. He pays $1 million that these two doctors are asking him to take him into the hospital to take off his clothes, to cut his stomach, to open his hands inside and to take out the enemachle, right? That, the first guy gets up, shocked, angry. He could kill, he would kill these people, yeah? The other guy gets up, says thank you to the doctors, thank you, you saved my life, right? So both of them have the pain that the stomach was cut open, right? But the first guy, he has the pain. And he has a terrible tzor, what was happening to him, such a shock, such a terrible thing. The other guy, Baruch Hashem, he's happy. The day that he got into the hospital, he's happy. He's laying on the bed, he's giving the flowers. It's happening, he's beaming, he's Baruch Hashem. When a person doesn't realize in life that the purchase from Hashem, so chutz from the pain of the patch is tzoros. Tutvei. Tutvei. This is not working out, and this is not working out. So chutz that it's hurt, it's hurtable, it hurts. But it's very painful. It's terrible painful. But when you know that from the Beira Oilom, from the Bashefer, from the Eli Ketata, Ribbono Shel Oilom, you know it's from him. It hurts. It hurts. There's nothing to do about it. It hurts. But it's not tzoros. It's an operation. You say thank you. It's mechilas aveiras. Hashem wants to machzir me lemutov. He's realizing I'm doing the wrong thing. He loves me. So before Klal Yisrael even do tshuva, when they realize and they analyze it themselves, al ken ken eloika bekirbi metzoni haroes ha'ele. The enemachle, but the tzoros was from the ribbono shel olam. It hurts. I have to do tshuva, but you're not lost. The tzoro, the person feels the sky is going to fall. He doesn't know what's behind. The world is going to destroy. That is when he doesn't know from where it's coming. This is the reason the gedolei Yisrael and the camps, when they walked into the gas room, they were singing Aleinu L'Shabeach. They choked. It hurt. But they were not losing it. They didn't go out of their mind. They knew this is Beir Ha'olam. Rabbi Elchanan told them, we're the korbanos for the next for the next generation. We have to have a machshava lishma, not to pass on the korban. He felt, I'm asking you a shaila. Yitzchok Avinu and the Akedah was crying or was happy? He was happy. They felt the Nazis is also Yitzchok. So Yitzchak also was planning to suffer when the knife will cut his neck. But everyone says, Alevaya would be Yitzchak. if you look when the Nazi puts you to the gas, I'm Yitzchok. That's what Hashem wants. I will die in Kiddush Hashem. It hurts, but you smile. You could say Mizmo Shechanukas Sabais, Mizmo Lesoido. Person has to be mischazik. We have tzoras. It's hard. It's not easy for a person. But to mischazik, to believe everything is from Bayra Olam. When you believe everything is from Bayra Olam, half. Rabbi Chayyuda told me in that shmuz that every time I don't like to say it because it's so scary. He told me, I'm telling you, you know, you don't want to hear it here, you will hear it when you go upstairs, he told me. When you don't work on these things and you suffer more, don't think that more will take off from you, Gaveiras. Don't think you will get schar on that more. It's your problem that you didn't go to a good shmuz to hear how to misyachas to the Yisurim. When you fatumulzach from your Yisurim, no one asked you to be fatumulzach. This is your problem that you're suffering. I know it's very hard to say it. He says, don't think you come to the Shemaim. I was telling him different things that I'm suffering. He told me, oh, that is nothing. You think this mechaper your averus. Not that it's mechaper, this is your averus. This is your averus. He was very tacky for me. Remember that? For a year I couldn't go over again. He helped me. Tell me, a person builds himself all different kind of dinyanus if he's suing. What he's suing? It's about he's suing. He's not about bitochen. He's not an alken eloika bekirbi. If a person believes in alken and eloika bekirbi, so we'll go back to the Seder HaParsha. So vayelech Moshe vaydabes advorim ha'il el kol Yisrael vayimah leben meo v'esem shona anoichi lo yuchal. ויקרא מוישה ליהושע בן נון ויאמר אליו לעיני כל ישראל חזק ואמץ כי אתו טוב היסעום הזה. You will bring them in. פסוק חוף ג' it says, Hashem speaks, ויצב את יהושע בן נון ריבונו של עולם ויאמר חזק ואמץ כי אתו טובי with a יוד as בני ישראל אל האורץ. Here it says כי אתו טובוי Posuk Zion, and in Posuk Chof Gimel it says, Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi brings down that the Gemara asks a stir. Vayikro Moshe l'Yeshua v'yemer al-ato chazak v'matz ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael. Then Hashem tells Moshe, call Yeshua v'atzavenu v'yitzav es Yeshua b'nun v'yemer chazak v'matz ki ato tovi. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, tovi es loshen rabim. Tovi is Loshen Yochid. Moshe told him, you and the Skenim will bring Ato Tovi Yisrael. Ask them, Meyatz with them. And Hashem said, no, Yehoshua will bring on his own. Toil Makeh Ve'akel Al Kalkoido. So the Pashas, the Gemara says, Hashem said, you cannot have two people running a place. Only one person is running the place. A place has to have one guy that runs it. You can't have a couple people that run it. Yeshua is the Manik Vizel, not the Shivim Skeinu. One Manik. Life in Oshiva, Zatzal. So Shneur was the first one that spoke. He's my man, Unzer Oshiva. So I'm Gizut in Shtark, the Bidder of Oshiva. And he said these words. He spoke for 1 minute. He said the word on the author of Oshiva Zatzal. He said, Mizut, the son of Oshiva. Manig Echot Ladon, and Shneur Manig. Place is one by one person. There's no, listen, it has to go to one person. This is the way it works. So this is the Pashtus. But all the Mephoshim asks, so what Moshe Rabbeinu taught? Moshe said, Ato Tovi Yisrael, Ato Viskeinim, and Hashem tells, Ato Tovi. V'skirov az alateir el anabariches. The Moshe Chochma says a beautiful word. It says, Chazal say, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levono. Skenim Shabbado, Oimrim, Oilo Yisabusha, Oilo Yisachlima, we spoke about it. Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chamo. He says, we know, science, the sun gives light. The sun has light, mitzad atzma. The star that is called the sun is boiling fire. It shines on the moon, and the reflection from the light of the sun we see in the moon. The beginning of the moon on that side and that side. The moon doesn't have light, mitzad atzma. The light that comes to the moon is from the sun. Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chamo. So Moshe shined on the Shivim Skenim, and everyone was shining with him. It's like the Shemesh v'Yireach v'chol Tzvoa Shamayim. So Moshe thought that Yeshua will be the same kind of manik like him. So he told him, Atav Eskenim. Hashem said, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levono, ki v'yochu. Yeshua is only getting the koyach from Moshe. He can't shine on the Shivim Skenim that they could work from his light. Yeshua will have to be the manning. And Moshe, I told you, Moshe, call the Shivim Skenim, v'nosati mehoitcha aleihem. It'll be you. You could shine through them. Yeshua could not shine through them. But Mele, but Yeshua, he has to do it himself. Yeah, I don't know how it fits with Dovor Echol Lador, v'en Shnei Davorim Lador. Then the pasuk finishes. Ve'ato kisvu lochem es hashiru azois ve'lamdo es bnei Yisrael simo befir lemantir li hashiru azois le'eid bnei Yisrael. So we have to remind us of machlekes rishoni. Rashi's sheet is in the Ramban. Ve'ato kisvu lochem es hashiru azois doesn't go on the Sefer Teire, goes only on Parshas Ha'azin. Some Rishonim learn that it goes on Kol HaTeira Kula. The Maaseh, the Gemara learns out from here that there's a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Teira. So if it goes on Kol HaTeira Kula, it's good. If it goes on Parshas Ha'azinu, so the Rambam learns that it's going on Parshas Ha'azinu. But because you can't write Parshas Ha'azinu on his own, so b'meli you have to write the Kol HaTeira Kula. So it's a lot. I just want this parsha be'etzem. These parshias, how much we don't understand them, but we have a mitzvah that this is our mesira. This is the musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you look in the pasuk, it's very interesting. The pasuk finishes like this: V'anoichi haster astir ponai b'yoy mahu al kol haroa asher oso isom ki ponu l'Elohim achir ve'ato kisvu lochem sashiru azois ve'lamdo es bnei Yisrael. Spoke about it last week in the other parshas, but if you read over parshas Vayelech, it's a short parshas, it's not so hard to see it. Hashem gives all the klolos. The last thing is, Haster Haster Ponai Bayoy Mahu, will be Hester Ponim, Ve'ato Kisvu Lochem Es Hashiru Azois. The Torah is teaching us, when you feel Hester Ponim, go to the Torah and write the Torah with a shiro. This will keep you going. This is the order in Klal Yisrael. People think sometimes, when there's Hashem, will be good, I will start to learn the Daf Hayomi, I will do this, I will do that. One day. One day I will know Shas, one day I will daven, one day. No, there's Hashem. It's punkt verkehrt. Ve'ato haster haster ponai. The last pasuk finishes. We, Bnei Yeshivas, Tov Shinai and Gimel, our Ikar Limud is Shas Bavli with Rishonim. This is our Doir. We know, everyone that learned a little bit of history knows, Baalei HaTeisus were written in the worstest time for Klal Yisrael. Teisus Tuch, was writing all the tasting. They were hiding in caves. They were going after the Yidden to kill them. Rashi had to run away from one place to the other place. Kilas, Maganzia, Maganya. All of these clones, everything is Merumas here. The Gematrias, every Shona that all the Merumas happened, the Meramazet and Shos, Rabois, Rois. If you've seen all this for him, the Gematrias, they have. Shas Bavli was in the worst time. The Machashaki Moshevani is a Talmud Bavli. Gemara says that the Romans were shoylet on them. Our learning that is keeping us bitbiz Mishiach Tzidkeinu, the shining Torah was the Torah that was learned in the hardest time. Talmud Yerushalmi, Lamashal, we're not connected in our days. You say it's higher, so let me show you what is the Hezbo. We're connected to the learning that was given in Golus. This is our Torah, and this Torah gives us the Gishmak, we chapzach the tesis, chatzmach the Rishonim. This is the beauty of Torah. Ve'ato haster haster pomi, and I will give you a special kisvu lochem es ashira azois. It's not even that it's hard. It's because that it's hard. We had Rebbe Eliashiv. If you knew how Rebbe Eliashiv was based on nefesh when he was young to learn, Rebbe Eliashiv lost two kids because he didn't have food to feed them. They died from hunger. To get musogim, what was going on? Rav Shach was hiding in a cave for 6 years, like in a basement. He had one shirt. That's what he learned for 6 years. And when Erev Shabbos, he would rinse it in the water there. So he didn't want to cover himself, so he would do like this. It was freezing cold. And he would learn at that time. So when he was older, every time when he thought of learning, he did like this. Because it was an instinct to do like this when he thinks of learning. Tiff. When he went out, he couldn't take a haircut because his hair was hard. So Zalman's wife had to put gas on his hair to soft it before to give him a haircut because it became one piece. These people shine the world. These people gave the Torah to grow. The harder that it was, V'anoichi aster aster ponai v'aster kisvu lachem es ashira azois. It's not stam. All these things that I spoke this week, it's Parshas Vayelech that is spoken to us for Achris Hayomim. We are in the Achris Hayomim. This is what Rabbi Chiyuda told me in that Shmuz. He told me, you and a generation, Be'etzim, you have to be in the Holocaust. Hashem knows you can't survive anymore in the Holocaust. He took you out from the Holocaust, but He gave you nisyonis of hardness, ki'ilu you there. So the amount of people that jump off the roof and kill themselves, and depressed, are the same amount. Hashem just didn't do it with knives and guns because we're too weak. But it's hard. But this is the time, if you mechazek, kisvu lochem es ashiro azois. The Torah becomes like a song. Be'ez Hashem, we'll mechazek, we'll be zayich atake to feel the Torah like a shiro.